You're stuck in the middle with Alan Edwards.
Something is happening in plain sight that should terrify every American who believes in democracy. While distracted by daily scandals, a carefully orchestrated succession plan is unfolding, one that would hand the presidency to Silicon Valley's hand-picked candidate. The pieces are moving. J.D. Vance, at age 41, has been making unusually public statements about being ready for president amid growing speculation about Trump's health and fitness for office. Trump's office recently stated and revealed that he has suffered from chronic venous insufficiency, a vein condition causing leg swelling, and observers noted his declining energy. But this isn't about Trump's health. This is about a plan that's been years in the making. Let me tell you about Peter Thiel, the billionaire puppet master who created J.D. Vance's political career from nothing. Thiel poured $15 million into Vance's 2022 Senate campaign, the largest amount ever given to a Senate candidate. But this wasn't charity. This was an investment in a long-term strategy. Vance first met Thiel at Yale Law School in 2011, later joined his Mithril Capital, and Thiel became his mentor. When Vance was nobody, Thiel saw potential not just in a candidate, but in an ideology. Thiel noted, and he said, that he doesn't believe in democracy as we know it now. He openly questioned whether freedom and democracy are compatible, arguing that concentrated power in the hands of tech elites is more efficient than messy democratic processes. And now, we have a third piece, Elon Musk. Musk and Vance are both part of Thiel's Silicon Valley network, now positioned in Trump's circle. Musk has been dropping hints on X about his close friendship with Vance and notably abandoned talks of creating a third party. Because why create competition when you can control the existing system? Think about what we're seeing. Thiel, who bankrolled Vance's entire political rise, Musk, who controlled a major social media platform and has unprecedented government influence, and Vance, positioned one heartbeat away from the presidency. This isn't coincidence. It's coordination. Vance has already emerged as a key player in Trump's administration, making calls directly to Trump and attending high-level White House meetings. He's not just waiting in the wings. He's actively positioning himself as the power behind the throne. This is Silicon Valley's hostile takeover of the American government. While we debate tweets and scandals, tech billionaires are executing a plan to install their hand-picked president, one who owes his entire career to their vision of how America should be run. And for those of you MAGA members that think this is cool, Thiel's ideology isn't conservative. It's techno-authoritarian. He believes in rule by the most capable, which coincidentally means ruled by the richest. Vance is his vehicle, Musk is his megaphone, and Trump's declining health is their opportunity. The scariest part? It's working. While we're not paying attention, these three move ahead, positioning their chess pieces for checkmate. The question isn't whether the succession plan exists, it's whether we'll recognize it before it's too late. Because once Silicon Valley's chosen successor takes power, the game is over. And democracy as we know it will just be another disrupted industry.